In Zimbabwe, the confiscation of land from white farmers is continuing. Over the last 2 weeks, the security forces of President Robert Mugabe have arrested some 200 farmers under a land redistribution campaign plan, allegedly to benefit landless peasants. But much of the land that was supposed to go to black tenant farmers is being taken by friends and relatives of Mugabe. Analysts say the land grabs are endangering about 6 million Zimbabweans, or nearly half the country. At one farm, Mugabe's wife, Grace, showed up to take over the farm personally. Reporter Peter Thornycroft joins us now. Ms. Thornycroft, which farm did Grace Mugabe show an interest in?
It's a farm called Iron Mask Estate. The previous owners are a woman called Eva Matthews, who's 73, and her husband, John, and it provided a fair living for them and quite a small workforce. It also has a magnificent house. It's about 29 rooms in all, with everything that anyone could possibly want.
What will happen now to Iron Mask Farm and its former owners?
The Matthews have moved into a very small apartment in Harare. They are busy trying to raise the money from selling their cattle to pay off their 15 long-time workers the retrenchment packages that they are due. Grace Mugabe's let it be known that Iron Mask Estate is now going to be turned into a home for disadvantaged children. And that charity that she aligns herself with has no visible records or accountability or acknowledgement of what happened to the money that was raised for these disadvantaged children.
Now, as I understand it, Grace Mugabe is not the only member of the president's family to avail themselves of some of the choicest properties. Who are some of the rest?
Well, her brother, Reward Marufu, he has taken a farm in an area called Glendale, which is about an hour's drive from Mrs. Mugabe's new estate. There, the workers really suffered. There were about 200 of them. He threw them out of their houses, trashed and burned their houses, and they were last seen standing by the side of a road with their few remaining possessions around them and nowhere to go, nowhere to live.
There have been reports that the eviction of the majority of Zimbabwe's white farmers is causing food shortages. What are you seeing along the lanes of the countryside this spring?
Last week, I went from Harare about 60 miles north to a very small town called Bankit, and that area is arguably the most productive grain cropping area in the country, both for wheat, maize, soya beans, and a host of other smaller crops. And along the road, in the distance, I saw one little green field, which I presumed was some wheat, but certainly not along the side of the road. There and then southeast of Harare, I've been in the last 2 weeks, and it is pitiful. There are no crops. The crops that there are so isolated, and many of the crops that are in the ground have actually been stolen mid-harvest from the owners. But to know this road well as I do, and to see it bereft of anything green, just bare countryside, thousands of trees chopped, the fencing for the cattle broken and in such a short time, it seems to me, in the last year, to see these roads and to travel through these areas where there is nothing growing, it's just simply astonishing.
Peter Thornycroft, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Peter Thornycroft is a correspondent for The Daily Telegraph in Harare, Zimbabwe.